Refugees on Manus Island have despaired at the weekend's election result. The men had been hoping for a Labor victory, thinking it would give them more resettlement options. While some people are being resettled in the United States, others are being told they'll have to remain in Papua New Guinea. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reports.
There are more than 500 men still on Manus Island. After almost 6 years in PNG, many had pinned their hopes on a Labor victory at the weekend. Kanapati Shaminda is a refugee on the island.
Men on Manus have lost all their hope after the election outcome. Suicidal thoughts and behaviours are escalating as they are completely desperate.
Refugee and author Buruz Buchani says things are grim.
Since the election, at least 4 people attempt suicide. That 2 of them are urgent and in hospital now.
Labor had said it would take up New Zealand's offer to resettle 150 refugees from Manus and Nauru. But Elaine Pearson from Human Rights Watch says what else would have changed remains to be seen.
Look, I don't think under Labor things would have been particularly different. Certainly there was talk about continuing to have offshore processing in place. However, clearly there was a commitment by Labor that they would look at the New Zealand deal. I think that's something that the Morrison government really needs to do quite urgently.
The federal government has previously raised concerns that resettlement in New Zealand would open a back door to Australia. Labor had also said it would look for another country to settle the refugees, but it was never clear where that would be. Some refugees are being settled in the United States, but not everyone is being accepted. It's especially difficult under the US administration for people from certain countries.
Well, I think now is really the time to move beyond politics. I mean, these people are now entering their 6th year on Manus and Nauru. Many of them have severe mental health conditions. And I think, the time is to get all of these people off Manus and Nauru once and for all.
While Human Rights Watch wants them brought to Australia, the federal government has previously said that those who aren't settled in the United States will remain in Papua New Guinea. Buruz Buchani says the men don't know what their futures hold.
It's not easy to live in a situation like this without hope.
This is Natalie Whiting in Papua New Guinea for AM.